Nolte, Donald Trump to court black voters in Detroit Saturday. By John Nolte on June 13, 2024. Former President Donald Trump will head to Detroit, Michigan, on Saturday to court the city's black voters. The Saturday roundtable will take place at 180 Church, 13660 Stansbury Avenue, on Detroit's west side, reports the Detroit News. Doors open at 1 p.m. The event will begin at about 4 p.m. President Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, will visit Detroit to listen to members of the community, reads a statement from the Trump campaign. President Trump will discuss how Joe Biden has failed the great people of Detroit and the state of Michigan. The article adds, Lorenzo Sewell, the senior pastor at 180 Church in Detroit, said Monday night that Saturday's event was planned over the last 72 hours. Sewell said his church, which has a congregation of about 300 people, would open its doors to any political leader who wanted to hear about the pains and injustices in the communities that we serve. We might not all vote the same, but we are called to love the same, Sewell said. We were told that Trump lost Michigan to his fraudulency Joe Biden 51-49% in 2020, a margin of around 154,000 votes. We were also told Biden won Detroit by getting 240,936 votes to Trump's 12,654, or 94-5%. So, why should Trump bother? There are a few reasons, all of them smart. First off, Trump won Michigan in 2016 by 0.3% when the average polling showed Herod and Clinton up 3.6%. That means Trump can win again, and current polling shows the tightest of tight races. So, every vote matters in Michigan, and if Trump can squeeze a few thousand more votes than last time out of Detroit, that could make all the difference. Second, Trump is the first Republican in my lifetime with the moral courage to tell the truth about how the fascist Democrat Party has failed Black America for decades and decades. Nothing has gotten better for Black America over the last 60 years, and squishes named Bush, McCain, and Romney hardly tried to make this case. They basically wrote Black Americans off as impossible to win over. Also, they were intimidated by the corporate media uproar designed to scare them out of courting Black America. The few times they did try, they never did again after a few protesters showed up. Basically, working with the Democrat Party, whenever a Republican courted black votes, the corrupt media would attack them as racist to get them to back off, and it worked. Not so with Trump. Trump has been fearless in making his case to black America, and, like all political movements, it's going to take time to pay off. But, if you look at how well Trump is polling with black voters, especially black men, it already has. Then there's the effect these efforts have on voters outside black America. Swing voters, especially, like seeing candidates pay serious attention to constituencies that don't vote for them. Doing so sends a message that this is a guy who intends to be everyone's president. Making a serious push for Detroit's black vote might not result in a big pile of fresh black votes, but it might convince some white independent voters to swing Trump's way. Then there is simply the fact that Trump has a real case to make. Black America, especially in the job and wage arena, began to thrive under then-President Trump's domestic policies. Black unemployment plummeted to record lows. Black wages surged. Life was a lot better than it is under Biden, and Trump should rub Biden's nose in it at every chance. Finally, Trump courting the black vote forces Biden to eat up precious campaign time courting a black vote he would prefer to take for granted. This is called keeping your opponent on defense. In every way, morally and politically, Trump is doing the right thing here. Imagine how different the political landscape might look today if the Bushes, McCain, and Romney showed similar concern, courage, and strategic smarts to earn the black vote. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.